Hello, I'm here to talk about the last 2 weeks of our human service class and my reflections on race, privilege, inequity, equity, injustice. I think that initially, as I was thinking about like my own personal privilege, I don't think I really got a full concept of like what privilege meant until I felt like I was disadvantaged. And that specifically happened my sophomore year of high school when my stepdad passed away from terminal cancer. And I think that even though it was such a personal and intimate experience, I just began to realize what hurt meant in this world. And I think that's what really set me on a path of like understanding how important social justice was, even though it was entirely separate from social justice. That's what made me feel pain in this world, and that's how I could provide empathy and just began learning about just different experiences than mine. So that was super eye-opening. I think that the article, The Social Change and the Social Service, was really, really fascinating, especially because I personally want to be a lawyer. I want to be a defense attorney, a human rights lawyer. And all of that is kind of it's working within the system to reform the system. And it's totally, the framework of the article did a really good job at talking about how sometimes we're tailoring our specific desires to be a specific way. And so it's like do we use the systems already in place, but are those systems already in place perpetuating the oppression, perpetuating the circumstances in which the people who are using the services are living with? So I think that was super fascinating to work with and to just think about, and it's difficult. And I think also another concept was the fact that like nonprofits only exist because of the inequity that exists in this world, which is really, really fascinating and totally reminding me just of like just how capitalism has weaved its way into like so many different frameworks and so many different ways in which we navigate this world, and how there's like that underlying like oppressive nature that is just inherently a part of capitalism. So really debunking that and working with that and playing with that in my mind as I was thinking about the social services versus social change article was really eye-opening and super important. So throughout my own personal journey of like becoming aware of my own personal privilege as a white cisgendered female navigating this earth, I am always walking the line between like, where do I place responsibility? When do I take responsibility? And when is it actually valid to like place blame? Because I think that like, I personally am a totally like fight the power, stick it to the man, like totally able to be like F the people in power. But I just recognize that isn't most necessarily the most important or powerful, like, way to enact change. So I think that is super, super important, especially because, like, the like us versus them mentality is like so woven into like the angstiness of who I am. So breaking that down and limiting the distance between like the people creating the laws and the people who are being affected by the laws. And I think that's a reason why I like want to be a lawyer. And I think that's also initially why I'm drawn to human service, that like I care about connection and I care about people's stories, and I care that people are being hurt by the way that other people are navigating this world. And I think that like it is so, so not necessary that we have created systems that are putting people in places that they don't need to be. Because so many of these issues, like homelessness and like these physical things that we can change, are because that, like, because of what we've created. And I know that, like, the cycle of, like, poverty and, like, where circumstantially there's so many other factors, because nothing is just one thing. But I think that if we can begin to dismantle the hurt that we cause others, that a lot of things can change. And I think that that begins with taking responsibility for our own pain, and then in turn creating connections, connections that have meaningful and important power within reason, within boundaries. And that reminds me of, like, the standards that we read for, like, what it means to be in the human services profession, and ethically what that looks like. But yes, having the mentality of anti-slaverism and anti-racism and just anti-oppressive, like, mentalities is super, super essential. And I'm really, really excited to develop my understanding of human services and how that plays into reworking the way that our world has existed for up until this point. Thank you so much for listening. I really appreciate it. My name is Avery Richter. I didn't mention that in the beginning, but yes, thank you so much. Have a wonderful day.